the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got some news to talk about, some things to talk about, but damn it, I'm pissed off. I am pissed. I have Doom on the line with me right now. Doom, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm all right. House is getting crazy since the U.S. lost
to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. I got a house full of Dominicans.
It's like I tell you, I got a house full of Samoans. Yeah. Oh my goodness. But you guys can do what Doom did. Call in 706-993-4606. That number again is 706-993-4606. Episode number 3 of the Farewell Tour. Before we be shutting things down on Saturday nights, moving over to the new night, Mondays 11:15 p.m. right here on Rant EM Radio with the Sports Report Podcast. Excited and looking very forward to doing that, guys. A lot to talk about in the world of sports. A lot to talk about in pro wrestling, too. Let me tell you why I'm upset, though. And rage and surfing might call with a different take. But damn it, the Saints got fleeced. We got fleeced. You mean to tell me we gonna give up Brandon Cooks for some picks? We ain't get a player. Some picks. And make it so bad, it's the 32nd pick. Now, don't get me wrong. He could turn out to be something. But I want somebody, Tony, see, I'm putting this on you. I want somebody to tell me when the last time a 32nd pick in the NFL draft, he'd be a minimum impact. He ain't got to be all that.
Well, on the flip side, at 32nd, that's still a first-rounder, man.
Still a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting two first-round picks this year, so it's you got to look at it like Dak Prescott, and he's a fourth-rounder. So it really doesn't matter who's coming out, like the player that's coming out the draft, because lately it's been gems in the later rounds.
I mean, but again...
But you might be able to get two good defensive beasts.
And we do need help on the defensive end. That's true. That's why this whole trade happened. Plus, from what I understood, Cooks was unhappy because he wasn't going to be the alpha male receiver for the Saints. But that's not how the Saints do things. So, yeah. From that point, I get it. But you couldn't get Malcolm Butler?
Man... I think Malcolm Butler's more of a product of the Patriots, man, to tell you the truth, dog.
You know, you got a point on that, because I don't think he's a shutdown corner, but I think he can be a good corner. And it's just upsetting to me that...
It's their system.
Yeah. But it's just upsetting to me that we let go of a player who produced for picks.
Hey, you're not as bad as me, man. I thought Friday, man, my team was just done.
Oh, we talked about that. But like I told you, though, now, DeSean Jackson, I get. Chris Baker, yeah. I get. I didn't understand why you let Pierre Garçon go, though.
Nah, that was, I was scratching my head. But then we picked up, it would have been all right if we'd have picked up, if we'd have kept Garcon and picked up Terrell Pryor, then that would have been a good...
Yeah. Well, let me go over, because somebody, Mr. Harris, had just hit me up on Facebook saying he's running a little bit late, but he's calling in. So that's cool. Appreciate it, Mr. Hightower. Now, let me go look. Somebody, and I don't remember who it was. If you guys want to go over, we have a group page set up, a public group over on Facebook called The Sports Report. And the minute I broke that news that they signed Terrell Pryor, somebody was upset. I don't know. Don't remember who. I'm trying to scroll down and see who said. Casey Bates. no loyalty. Just another POS that's overhyped. So long, TP.
Whatever. He was their leading receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what they do. But I think your boys have a little bit more of an issue with Cousins.
I think it was the GM. I think that's why they fired him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, all right, you got a decent quarterback. Why don't you pay him? And I'm like, who is the one that's sitting here? Like, it kills me when I listen to different shows and they're trying to say Cousins is a scrub. I'm like, but y'all could pay Brock Osweiler all this money and Jay Cutler.
Now, ooh, the deal that you really got to look at while we're talking about free agency for a second.
It's Glennon.
Glennon, that's yeah. Sick.
Yeah, $45 million.
Now, I know.
Play, you know, or everybody trying to pay all this money for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Now, I know the thing about it with Glennon, it came out today, the only year that's guaranteed is his first year. But that first year, you're still looking at $16
million. Yeah. And it could be a bum.
Yeah, could be a bum.
Like I said, we should just, they should have just, I can kind of see letting DeSean Jackson go. But, you know, it should have kept Garcon, get a possession, you know, keep that possession receiver and work on our defense. Basically,
right. I agree.
But it's still early in the thing, man.
And the draft hadn't happened yet, so.
Yeah.
You would definitely see. But I'm just upset because, like I say, man, I like Cooks, man. I like the pick when we picked him up some years ago. He's been producing. 7-9 last year. Now, you can say whatever, 7-9 is mediocre, but without Cooks, the Saints wouldn't have been 7-9. So, yep. You know,
I know,
we'll see what they do. I don't think everybody keeps.
I'm kind of worried about the Giants because they picked up Brandon Marshall.
Yep.
But these Giants, you know, listen to people saying the Giants is all good. You don't know what kind of Eli Manning you're gonna get, man.
Yeah.
And that's what kills me about Giants fans.
I don't say another thing. You got to worry about. You got to worry about the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, Alshon Jeffrey to go, yep. Torrey Smith to go along with Mr. Matthews.
Yeah,
man,
it's gonna be an interesting season in the NFC East, and then they'll be like, "All these teams are 500. The NFC sucks." It's like, no, they just reloaded and got better.
Exactly. And the only team that hadn't really made a big free agent move has been the Redskins.
Yeah.
You know. But we'll see what they do. There's still some players out there.
Yeah, it's still early.
Mm-hmm. We'll definitely see what they do. You guys want to get in a conversation, hit us up, Rant Eatin' Radio, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook under the Wrestling Calling Show. I don't know what to do with that Facebook page once we get done with the show on Saturdays. I might keep it, I might trash it, I don't know yet. Follow along on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Email the show TWCIS99@gmail.com. Hit us up on the website, TheWrestlingCallInShow.webs.com. Let's get into a little bit of wrestling before we talk about some more free agent news. We'll talk some basketball too. Mr. Westbrook had another triple double tonight. First of all, before I go any further, happy birthday to Josh E. It was Josh E's birthday today, so I told him I'd give him a shout out on the show tonight. So happy birthday to you, Josh E. cool dude, good man. Happy birthday to you. Hope your day was a great one. We lost Outlaw Ron Bass this week, man.
Yeah, how old was he? Was 70?
Mm-hmm. He was 60. That's
old for a big man in wrestling.
Yeah. 68, 70, something like that. Man, I read that, and I knew he was sick beforehand, but I just thought he would fight his way through it.
Yeah.
You know. And we also, finally, at long last, and this is what Phil keeps talking about, you know, you're looking at WWE Hall of Fame, your guy or gal will eventually get in. Well, Rick Rude is finally in.
Yeah. About time.
Hell yeah.
It's just Beth Phoenix is making this Hall class. Just that's the only thing that would probably be one of the better Hall of Fame classes they'd have had.
Yeah. Like I say, it's
like you watch a video, it's just like, what, you know, you don't see no feuds or what are they just gonna have, or just dominating the Barbie doll division when it was, you know, the weakest of all time.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out which is it. She got in the Hall of Fame for what? Did she do it? But did she get in because Edge called in a favor? Or did Kelly Kelly say something in the back because she put Kelly Kelly over twice in some title matches? I don't know which one it was. Because I don't know. I can't pinpoint to what else she did.
Yeah. The same with the thing with Santino. It's nothing that stands out.
Yeah. Then it makes her go, bow, I'm great.
Yeah.
Or I'm deserving of this so-called accolade. But, you know, it is what it is. Can't change it. Personally, I thought Ivory should have been in, but that's just me.
Yeah.
She would be far more worthy. It's like Beth Phoenix could have been somebody at the end gonna run, so to speak, once you get past all the qualified people, and you know, maybe you can put her in.
Since Rick Rude's in, who is a competitor that is now overdue for a Hall of Fame?
From the guy side of things, oh man, that list is long too.
You want to say Luger?
I don't know if they would put Luger in the Hall of Fame because of Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That whole situation, they might not put him in for that.
Yeah.
You know? Getting some of these tag teams in.
Well, I'm saying, you know, besides the tag teams, it's going to be like maybe the Midnight or the Steiner brothers, you know, the ones that's political, but you know, you had that one big singles wrestler. It's like, you know,
right. You know, that's kind of hard. That list, you know, is still up there too.
It'd be funny. Would you think they'll put Psycho Sid in?
Man, hell no.
I'm just saying though.
That would be funny.
You gotta look at his resume.
Yeah, he was a former champion.
He's headlined at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's headlined some Starcades.
Yeah, he did. He headlined some Starcades too.
So he wasn't a legit draw and a main event player. He, you know, some people might not like his wrestling style, but he has a resume fitting more than a Rikishi or some of the other cast that's in there.
That's true.
I know the Undertaker, but that's due to he just, you know, he just don't want to hang it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But this The Rock, maybe.
But this should be his last Mania, man.
Yeah.
And this should be it. I don't like the fact that supposedly he's going to put Roman Reigns over. I don't like that. Not one bit.
That's going to be some. They might riot.
Because it's not doing that on that stage, or any stage for that matter, is not going to elevate Roman. It's going to make him look. He's going to make him more hated.
Unless they turn him heel.
Yeah, yeah,
if they turn them heel, this might be up there with Hogan. They just it'd go full circle, like business might pick up.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping we get bad American Badass Undertaker out of this. I doubt if we do, but I'm kind of hoping we get bad American Badass Undertaker out of this deal too.
Yeah, he riding down.
Be riding down Mania, man, and save some time off that entrance.
Oh, they got the cart now, man. What you talking about? Good to know.
All right, let's get into some ROH. ROH show the other night. Christopher Daniels is your new ROH champion. Congratulations to Christopher Daniels. He's been wrestling for quite some time over the years.
And yeah. Now
he's finally the ROH world champion. How long are you going to hold on to that belt?
Maybe a few months.
Yeah.
I don't see him give him a Jay Lethal run.
Nah.
Which you think he'll be going to the E sooner than later, Jay Lethal?
I'm hoping sooner than later. It all depends on the status of the E at the time they look at him. Kind of scared where you put him.
SmackDown? We should be scared. It's no other SmackDown is pretty much the best show.
Out of the two.
Yeah.
It's the best ran show out of the two. Yeah, that for sure. That's for sure. And he'd be kind of lethal to put him on that roster. Maybe they put him on Raw to kind of counter things out, balance things out a little bit.
They got to fix Raw. Raw has fundamental problems.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, this last Raw was horrible. It was almost unbearable to watch.
Agreed. I'm saying that. Well, they still need to lose the 3-hour deal. They still need to lose the 3-hour deal.
Well, not that late. They can have 3 hours. I say just open, start the show early. Mm. You know, start it at 7 instead of 8. Well, my thing is, if they're making The Miz and Maryse and Cena and Nikki Bella feud must watch, is something wrong with how they booking on Raw?
Excuse me there.
When they're doing the Total Divas angle right on SmackDown, and Raw had Total Divas for years and can't get nothing going.
Yeah,
you got to look at Stephanie. You know, like she just don't know what she's doing.
How about that promo Miz cut on Talking Smack the other night? Did you see it?
Nah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Is he burning Cena? I heard Cena's promo, and it's just like the stuff he's saying is the stuff that he's doing. So he's like contradicting himself. You know, calling out Miz being Hollywood and the company man. It's like, you the company man. You refuse to turn heel.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. Because he told some truth, and according to the dirt sheets, it was told off truth as well. Just saw Surfer logging in Skype, so Surfer may be calling in soon. He's going to be calling in gloating watch.
They might necessarily win. I mean, you know, they got lucky because Oakland's quarterback broke his leg.
That's true. That is true. So, yep, there's Surfer. Let me head over to line number 2 real quick. Bring on the host of the What Are You Reading comic book show right here on Rant EM Radio. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What did you do today, sir?
A lot. Too much to talk about.
Man, I might have to. It's going to be probably a good ranting section tomorrow if I'm free around 5 by this whole Iron Fist debacle.
What? You seen it?
No, I just what I've been reading and how the dumb social justice warriors are just retarded. You know, it's like if you read the source material, I don't understand why they complain it.
Yeah, I've seen some negative stuff, but
yeah, but it's like all about, you know, the character, not the show. Like, you know, so I'm just gonna go in there with the non-biased view and just watch the show instead of listening. What, you know? Ooh, I'll try to call and talk about it tomorrow.
Okay,
I'm trying to find this daggone promo. I can't find it. I'm gonna keep looking. Doggone it, I cannot find it. Ugh, it's killing me that I can't find it. It's so good too. All right. I want to ask you, Surfer. Have you heard about Christopher Daniels winning the ROH World Heavyweight title?
I didn't find out about it till today when somebody posted a picture of people complaining about Goldberg winning but cheering that he won.
Right.
For how old is Christopher Daniels?
He about 40 something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's not worthy of being champion?
I think he is. He'll hold on. Okay. He'll hold on to the belt for a few months.
Yeah. And the thing about, you know, everybody complaining about Goldberg, let's say, really tell you the truth, you think that, let's just be honest, that Kevin Owens' name is going to sell a WrestleMania marquee. You know, they're going off for old name and nostalgia and stuff, but Goldberg and Brock Lesnar is a little bit more box office than Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho.
Who's going at it for the United States Championship at Mania, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to still give him a belt, but it's just like, you know, people are complaining. Like, they just actually think that Kevin Owens is going to last longer than Brock Lesnar against Goldberg. You know, just if you just looked at wrestling logic, like, hey, Brock Lesnar has destroyed everybody, but you think they're going to have Kevin Owens last longer than Brock Lesnar?
Mm-hmm. I mean, now they're saying that the match between Goldberg and Brock is going to be about a 5 to 7 minute match. That's,
yeah,
that's amazing for Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. But he's still king in a 5 minute match, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this.
He is.
Goldberg, if he got suplexed, he'd probably be hurt. And he's been hurt. He seemed like he'd get hurt every time he get in the ring, even though all he does is spin a jackhammer. And neither one of them can wrestle anymore. It's not like you're going to see a technical show. How they stretch it out for 5 minutes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be a feat. That's going to be a stretch. Let me head on over real quick. Checking out who we got online with us. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, my brother Phil Rea, and two anonymous users. Make yourself known, guys. You know, we're going down to the home stretch of the show. If we go over to the new place, April the 10th, make yourself known. Join us. Call in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Sir, did you see any of Ron Bass?
Did I see Ron Bass?
Mm-hmm. You know, he passed away this week. Did you see any of his matches or anything like that?
Probably, yeah. Why am I blanking on his name?
I don't know.
Outlaw Ron Bass.
Yeah, Outlaw Ron Bass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I've seen him wrestle, yeah.
What's your opinion about him?
Well, I don't think I was ever a fan of him, you know, because
he's a heel,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was an effective heel in most territories when they had him and knew what to do with him.
So true, so true. passed away this week. Like I said, I thought he was going to pull through, but I mean, he didn't. So prayers go out to the family and everyone involved. Couple other things that's going on right now. It seems that Anthem / Impact Wrestling suing the Hardy Boys for the broken angle that Matt's now trying to trademark. And it's being said right. It's being said right now. If they leave, if they do come over to the E, until that's set, they'll have to either go back to their old gimmick or something new entirely. What were you about to say, dude?
No, I'm saying Matt Hardy came up with that gimmick himself, and he financed everything that was at the compound himself.
The question is, was it in the contract that any gimmicks that they use is the property of TNA?
Well, hell, if TNA wants to do that, hell, they were barely paying the wrestlers. So
it's not about what it's paying them. Is that the contract they signed?
Yeah.
Because they didn't sign a contract saying that, you know, whatever gimmicks or image that you use is owned by TNA, then TNA can, they can cry all they want.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Vince, he makes sure that you come up with a gimmick under him, he owns it.
With the exception of one, and that's Papa Shango, who actually, and oh boy, who did Papa Shango actually trademark that, so good for him. But yeah, that's the only dude I know that got from that stigma. So I don't want to see the Hardy Boys end up be under their old gimmick. They have to bring the broken angle to the WWE, don't they?
Yeah. What's another word for broken?
Boy, they're going to be fixed.
Not working. Not working, Matt Hardy. Or they could use broken in Spanish, whatever that is. I don't know. Ask my wife.
Watch. What they're going to get the Hardys on, they're going to say, all right, you can use that, but you can't use the child. The child belongs to us.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, the baby.
Senor Benjamin.
Yeah, and TNA gets to keep Senor Benjamin too.
The baby got the longest win streak in Impact history.
Yep. One it'll be over about another 18 years.
The baby 1-0. Anybody gonna beat that streak for a long time? And Reby Sky, you just need to shut the hell up.
Man, that's what sometimes you gotta put reins on your woman, man. You know, like, hey, men talking, I got this.
Right. Don't, you know, there's time to speak and there's time to not speak. And Reby just needs to just calm down, chill out, And let the legal process take its fold. And she just went all off on TNA.
Yeah.
Watch that. I need to stop calling it TNA, because they pretty much distanced themselves from that. So.
Yeah, she went all ghetto talking about making earrings and stuff. Like,
really? Marty Jannetty posted on his Facebook feed that he's been offered $150,000 to star in 3 porno movies. He didn't say who the companies were, but he said they were big time companies.
He'll do it.
$150,000. The only thing that makes me question that,
$50,000 a movie?
No.
That's a lot. That's a lot for a movie, especially for a dude. You know,
but
dude,
it's a celebrity thing, so he might have some with Sonny. That'd be one.
Dudes don't make a lot per scene that they film.
It depends on, like, regular dudes, but he's sort of a celebrity. So if they're doing
right,
one
but
of
I'm
those-
just saying the average person doing porn, you know, a couple $100 a scene.
Okay. But, okay, say this one is like if they actually had Brett and Sean banging. Like, if they had Shawn Michaels and a female porn star playing Brett, they would have paid Shawn Michaels a lot of money to do that shit. Or vice versa. You see what I'm saying? It's just going to be the name or whatever. It could be the Rockers split.
And we know who on this network would be the first one watching it.
Yeah. He probably already watched Montreal Screwjob.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the stable? And they wrestled the other night at a WWE Live event in Buffalo, New York. What do you guys think about the stable of Triple H, Kevin Owens, and Samoa Joe?
The Fat Man Power Trip.
Yep.
if they all stand next to each other with Triple H in the middle, you can't tell me they don't look like a pair of dick and balls.
Oh man,
I necessarily don't care because I kind of respect Owens as a wrestler, but his run as a champ just was to me not doing it.
Owens' problem with his run wasn't that he didn't do the type of job he's supposed to do as a heel, is that he only fought two people the whole time.
Reigns, Rollins, and Sami Zayn. Don't forget about that.
The Sami Zayn really didn't get no title shots. Come on now. Let's keep it real.
He was
filler matches. Like, the only people that challenged was those two. No one else got a real title shot. No one else had a real feud.
I don't think they knew what to do, to tell you the truth, because if Balor wouldn't never got hurt, I don't even think.
If Balor was champion, how many people he would have feuded with?
I think they were going to go with a run with Finn Balor. It was going to be him and Seth Rollins.
Okay, and then after Seth Rollins, who else would he have fought?
I don't know. Like I said, you don't know what the original plans was, but it wasn't. They had to change everything.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't set up other people to go for the belt than two guys.
Right.
That's what the whole problem with what their championship rings are is that they fight the same two or three guys over and over and over. And, until you see them actually go through a good amount of the roster, you get bored. How many times Roman Reigns gets a shot and he loses? He's still getting another shot next month.
I mean, because they did have Finn Balor go over Roman Reigns clean.
Real quick, too, a friend of mine just passed this along to me and told me to give him a shout on our air, even though I can't stand them either. Congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils, the first squad in ACC history to win 4 games in 4 days in the ACC tournament. The great Coach K surpasses the great UNC Coach Dean Smith for the most ACC tournament championships with number 14.
Whatever.
Really?
ACC's been alright. Duke's been Duke for years. He still ain't better coach than Dean Smith.
That's debatable. That's really debatable. I just don't like Duke's program. But
Dukies.
But I do respect Coach K. I just don't like the program. I just don't like.
I mean, okay. Well, I'm just saying. Well, look how long Dean Smith was doing it. Coach K has got a lot of players that have problems. Look at the legendary people that. Dean Smith and play, you know. I like what Dean Smith did better than Coach K because he just let those guys go after a couple of years. Dean Smith, has he died right recent? Yeah. Until his day, the dying day, he still called on all his old players like Jordan, James Worthy, mm-hmm. anybody that played with him. He helped them out with taxes and money and stuff.
Yep.
You don't hear that from Coach K.
Coach K, pretty much, you're going to do this for me, and then after that, that's it. Let me hit on the line number 3, Mr. Hightower. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Sorry for the lateness. I was celebrating my son's birthday today.
No problem, man. How old is he, man?
He just turned 5, so we had a little party for him. A big party for him.
There you go.
Where's the cake?
It's gone.
Where's the cake? It ain't gone. But that's a real good debate, High Tide. That's something that we're really gonna have to maybe expound upon over on the Sports Report podcast. Who's a better coach, Dean Smith or Coach K? That's debatable. That's debatable. You know, my only issue with Coach K too is the fact that, you know, you start looking at the NBA players and UNC has a lot more than Duke.
Oh yeah.
You know, throughout the years. I mean, Grant Hill notwithstanding.
You know. Sorry for how my mic sound.
No echo.
Okay.
Surfer, you're a little low.
I'm trying to make sure I don't know. Hearing feedback, I thought I was going out over the air.
Oh.
How do I sound now?
Good.
Okay.
Be good. But, like I say, man, let's get on to some other news. We talked about earlier Rick Rude being in the Hall of Fame. Everybody here think that's well deserved, right?
Well deserved. And I always thought that he was Shawn Michaels' older brother when I was a kid.
Damn.
Healed, duh.
Always thought. For some reason, I'm like, is this his older brother?
Now, you know that same show that we had Triple H, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe at? Same show, Finn Balor made his return back to the E. He's supposed to be working Mania, but they don't know what role he'll be playing. Well, what role do you think we can get Finn Balor to play? What can he do, particularly with the Seth Rollins injury?
Be Seth Rollins' replacement?
Yeah. Well, you really can't do that because that's like kind of like Triple H boy too, a little bit. And we all know if he a face or a heel yet too. He like really when he was up from the roster, we didn't know if he was a face or a heel.
Right.
I don't know. He could be he might actually form up with the club.
He could.
No, hey. The club done with, man.
Nah,
them two dudes are done.
They need a leader, dude.
How they done? They champions,
bruh. They champions. That damn whole run of theirs is straight garbage.
But how much was it had to do to them wanting to keep New Day with the record?
No, but listen though, they came in hot.
They did.
You know they came at hella hot, and after that they just
had them doing some stupid stuff too.
Yeah, had them do hella stupid shit. Like I'm call Anderson.
But
dude, go
again. Would you miss the beginning of the subject? The theme. How much it has to be because of Raw and the inadequacies of.
Okay.
They ain't got nobody over besides New Day.
Yeah, I mean. That too, but I blame WWE more than messing them up.
I'll be right back.
Go ahead, man. Gail Kim revealed on her Twitter that she is no longer under contract with Impact Wrestling. She says anything is possible. Can see a possible return back.
So why does everybody keep leaving like that? They just keep dropping a whole lot of people. Just leaving.
Maybe they're trying to free money up.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't like Jeff Jarrett. You know?
I think they're trying to free some money up.
Yeah, free money up to get some new stars, not some of these, you know, let the old guard go, so to speak, so the company can grow, you know? Though I don't see how you do that with LAX being your tag champions, but okay.
I mean, Jeff Jarrett, when he was there, that's when I did like Impact.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what he'll do.
Most definitely. per the Wrestling Observer, the original plan was for The Undertaker to face John Cena, but Vince changed it at the last minute. It was noted that McMahon has always wanted to do an Undertaker versus Reigns match at Mania before Taker retires. So a lot of people could have got Undertaker versus Cena, but Vince changed it. Damn you, Vince.
Everybody going to want to see Strowman and Taker. As you saw on Monday, everybody was going crazy over Taker and Strowman being in that ring. And then you get Roman Reigns and the boy, even though it was in Chicago, he got booed out the fucking building. They booed him so hard, it was crazy.
Well, they, everybody's tired of Roman Reigns. Like, this, them shit sacrificing Braun Strowman out of a throwaway pay-per-view was dumb.
Not even that. I can, well, now looking back, if you guys really see that he had to, like, really do a lot of shit to put him down.
No, hell no. He knows, I mean, sold that damn
that's
house what,
that's
man
what,
that table,
that's WWE
man.
Logic. That's Vince logic. He did have to do a lot of shit just to put him down, though.
No, I'm talking about how the hell, okay, that usually power slam like that is a damn finisher. Doing an announce table. And then about 45 seconds to a minute, he up fighting like ain't nothing happened. He didn't sell shit.
Because he's a Superman.
That, hell no.
He's Super Roman. You can't.
Like we hell. Said, like we said, like me and Hightower said earlier, I don't understand what this plan is. You want to put
because you don't have the mind to understand, William.
See,
you think you know your wrestling.
See, that's just so disrespectful, sir. So disrespectful, sir.
Well, I'm just telling you what Vince thinks.
See, what? Okay, so you're gonna have Taker lose again at Mania.
That's gonna. He should have never lost to Brock. To tell you the truth.
That's good. And,
man, don't even fucking remind me of that.
So you gonna have Reigns. So you're going to have Reigns beat Taker at Mania and everybody.
How do you know Reigns is going to beat Taker?
Reigns, Undertaker is not laying down for no fucking Roman Reigns.
He better.
He heard that crowd. He was like, hell no, I ain't laying
down
for that fucking
Roman. I hope not. But from everything I'm reading, that looks to be the way it's going to go. And I hope it doesn't happen because it's going to make it worse on Roman than it is now.
Taker looked at that crowd and he was like, nope.
Cause I was talking to someone from the Wrestleholics group over on Facebook, and we got into an argument about it, and I told him AJ Styles put you over, and you still boo, man. You're still boo.
That is right.
I mean, what you think will happen if Taker put you over? Oh.
That's Vince not thinking. I think he's going to see, like, for real, I don't care what nobody say, I think this guy is actually getting see now.
The fans like, love him more. The fans are loving him more.
Because somebody in the back says, Roman, and I think it's Vince.
Yeah.
Like, it's really getting fucking bored, like, tiresome, keep seeing him getting booed all the fucking time.
Like that gift they had, Superman punch.
Okay, about that weak ass punch.
I thought everybody would be booing Goldberg, but damn.
No, Goldberg comes in, bam, spear, boom, out. Everybody knows he's gonna be leaving.
Yeah,
but he looks good for his shape.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Roman's been just. But Goldberg was a badass back in the day. This shit just with Roman is just he's been force feeding us for years.
Yeah.
They kind of trying to treat him like John Cena.
And how much more like Drew McIntyre from back in the day? Remember he was the chosen one?
Oh yeah, they treated him like that.
Remember that?
Everybody kept booing him.
Yeah.
Did he have Jeff Jarrett's music? He said he was the chosen one.
You know, he was
about the NWO one?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's been killing me because of the fact he's always in your face 24/7. I know a lot of people, Big Show, praises the guy, but I'm sorry. As a fan, I can't do it.
See, for me with Roman, like I said, and we should have not turned this into a Roman show, but like I said, I love the guy. I think he's a good wrestler to me. He keep getting shoved down our throats too much. Like,
I don't put him in.
Go ahead.
I don't waste my energy liking him or disliking him.
It's just whatever for you and him.
I mean, I like the guy. It's beginning to be too much.
The only time Surfer would care if he beats Cena, that's when Surfer would care.
No, don't even try that.
Oh, it's gonna go down. That'd be a match right there. But I just say that again. Raw is really killing.
Yeah,
man. I'm really thinking it's that fucking three hours, man. I swear everybody keeps saying, oh, they're trying to make money. It's time to throw that shit up. I don't give a fuck. You guys got enough money. How much more money do you fucking need?
It ain't about what their money is.
No.
Every week, y'all say the same thing. It's what USA wants.
Listen. I don't give a fuck what USA wants.
Well, yes, you do. I really fucking don't. That if you have a contract that says you have to give us 3 hours of Raw.
Put on something. They do not give 3 hours.
They're not paying Raw, for 2 hours of Raw and an hour of Raw talk.
I know that, but this is what I'm saying. I know you're speaking logic, and I know what you're saying, but it's not working out. It's not.
Okay, then maybe even in the next contract.
When people start dropping off more and more, then we'll be like, what the fuck is going on?
I'd say it'd be more people to watch if you move it back an hour. If you started at 7 to keep it 3 hours, you'll have...
Yeah, something like that. Or, yeah, started at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock? Nobody want to stay up till like fucking 11, fucking 12 o'clock watching Raw?
They've been doing it for years.
that was different.
2 hours.
No, Raw's been 3 hours for a good decade.
Raw, that's just slap the dog. Raw been for a decade. Are you serious?
At least a decade, yes.
No, Surfer.
Oh, okay. When did Raw go 2 hours?
It started on the 1,000th episode. That was like what, 4 years ago? That's not a decade. 5 years ago, that's not a decade. That's half of a decade. It's about 5 years ago.
Than that.
No, they haven't. Sometimes they might have went, but back, like thinking, when was the thousandth episode?
July 23rd, 2012.
Yeah, so before that, it was only 2 hours.
So you're looking at 5 years. That has been 3 hours.
5 years, half a decade,
Looking at 5 years. So, you have to agree to disagree on that one, boys. A couple of rumors wanted to get to real quick I've seen around. But I got to give credit, particularly from the Wrestler Observer, where I found most of these. The expectation is Daniel Bryan will leave WWE when his contract expires unless the company allows him to wrestle again. Dude, just sit down.
Yeah. He trying to make Brie Bella a widow and shit.
If the man want to wrestle, let him fucking wrestle.
Look, got concussion issues,
time out.
We really don't know if that's still a problem now. I mean, WWE doctors may say one thing, but you may have an independent doctor saying another thing. Now, of course, doctors will say whatever the hell you want them to say, but
this is true.
No, not when it comes to like your actual doctor. If your doctor really care about you,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
because you're getting that Michael Jackson.
That's the problem. Doctors don't care. They even care about getting paid. Why do you think Michael Jackson's dead right now?
Some doctors are really passionate, like mine. So,
mm-hmm.
There's been some talk that Kurt Angle could be used as a new GM of Monday Night Raw, possibly an immediate replacement for Mick Foley.
Please do that.
That'd be cool. I'm not saying I don't like Mick Foley, but Foley's starting to get stale.
It's not that he's stale. It's just that this whole thing of him and Stephanie clashing, you knew that was going to be the whole storyline. It's tiresome. And Mick Foley, you know, he got to get surgery anyway. That's the only way that he's going to go off TV.
Right. Knee surgery, isn't it?
I thought it was hip.
It might be hip. Okay. I knew it was somewhere in that general area. The Observer notes WB has been contacting women about a taping in mid-May for the tournament that has been long rumored. I cannot wait to see that tournament if it does indeed happen. I have some definite names that they can call me on women who need to be in that damn tournament. And this is where I saw this. Doom. Current plans call for Roman Reigns to beat Taker at Mania 33. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Surfer's girl, Tamina, her introduction to the SmackDown Live Women's roster could be a surprise in the Alexa Bliss title match.
Oh, boy.
I know,
how many more people's got to help that girl out?
Help who out?
Alexa Bliss.
Why did you say they're helping her out?
Well, she got Mickie James to help her out with Becky Lynch. A real injury to damn Naomi. And now they're going to have to meet a snooker to be her damn muscle.
You don't know that.
I don't know if she's going to be her muscle or her opponent. Could be either or. But I sort of kind of agree because Alexa's got a lot of fanboys. I do understand it. And let's face it, fellas, she does look good. But at the end of the day, she ain't but another blonde, knock-kneed chick.
Yeah.
You know? Now, granted, she can talk. I'll give her that. I just don't think she's a very good wrestler. But she can talk.
She's better than Dana Brooke.
Oh, God, yes.
She's competing in bodybuilding contests?
Like fitness.
Fitness contests.
Oh.
I mean, that's a difference. There's a difference there. WB's 2017 draft will be limited to a handful of picks the GMs can make from their rival brand or NXT. Champions will be off limits. So we can see Cesaro on the SmackDown roster finally.
They're going to probably pull the Miz on the Raw.
What do you think? Nakamura to Raw?
They ain't gonna use him, right?
Not until Vince retire.
So you think Nakamura and Asuka are stuck on NXT?
Asuka can come up probably. But they gotta, because I really want, like, if Nakamura, I really want Nakamura to be a champion. I know fucking Intercontinental champ, I want him to be a champion. I'd rather see him in SmackDown,
right?
Which I think he'll be in SmackDown.
Despite TV officials denying talking to Jeff Jarrett about Impact Wrestling returning to the channel in the U.S., and I said this on the post show, the decision to have Sasha Banks defeat Nia Jax at Fastlane apparently came late, and Banks was supposed to use the ropes to pin Jax. Because it looked kind of awkward the way she pinned her, and I kind of thought she might have maybe missed something. She what?
She was supposed to cheat?
Yeah. She was supposed to use ropes to pin her, but the way she was angled, she couldn't get to the ropes to pin her. So
that was a lot of legs she had to
hold up. Hopefully they don't mess up Nia Jax. She needs to be more in a title consideration. There are continued mixed signals on the Hardys' future, as there was some speculation they were in Pittsburgh last week to take WWE physicals, while at the same time Matt filed a trademark on the Broken character, which would likely mean if they came to the WWE, it will be with their old or a different type of gimmick. It's got to be Broken or nothing, doesn't it, guys?
Broken or nothing. If I was Vince, and I think Vince will like what he see when he whatever they put a package up for him to see it. Yeah. I think he'll love it. So hopefully they go with the broken gimmick, because if they come with the Hardy Boys, ain't nobody ain't gonna like that shit.
Y'all already know it. The lineup for SmackDown's women's go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to say real quick. The old Hardy Boys gimmick is for younger guys. These guys are old now. They need an old gimmick.
Don't need an old gimmick.
I'm not saying they're old where they can't do anything in the ring.
You know why I say that? Because casual wrestling fans know broken Matt Hardy. So y'all take that into consideration.
I'm just saying, they have a gimmick for who they are at this point in their career. They can't go back to the gimmicks they were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were,
yeah.
When they were young.
Fit. Yeah, they wouldn't fit. Right. Wouldn't fit at all. To continue, the lineup for SmackDown's women's title match at Mania is left open in hopes Naomi can be cleared or that damn dreaded redhead. Even Marie's schedule is open.
That woman is not in the WWE no more. She gone.
You think it was one of those under the table releases? They hadn't announced
for
it.
Real.
They haven't announced it.
I think she really gone.
They hadn't announced it. So if someone sees we got announced where she got released, please send it to me, because it hadn't been announced as of yet. Piece of non-wrestling news. Floyd Mayweather continues to taunt Conor McGregor, saying he will come out of retirement for a June fight against him. McGregor would get tore up if he fought Mayweather right now. He'll get tore up.
That'd be hella funny if McGregor beat the shit out of fucking, knocked the fucking lights out of fucking, what is his name?
I can't see Mayweather lose that fight, though. But hey, at least both guys get paid. It's a nice payday for both guys.
I don't like none of them, but I fucking hate Mayweather.
Why do you hate Mayweather?
Because he's a bitch.
Damn.
You don't like money, Mayweather?
Nope. I don't like nothing about him. I don't care. You're not a real boxer until you lose at least one.
Not that. He ducks some fights. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ducks. Yeah, he runs like a chicken.
Some people say that's smart business.
But hell no, sir. For that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Right. Is it?
And that's a waste of people's money.
Is it? Okay. Yes, it is. You're going to fight. So I'm trying to tell you. So if I'm a good fighter, you should fight me at
look how long Balboa ducked Clubber Lang.
Listen, that's... Okay. That's smart boxing.
Nope.
And
yeah.
That's a good technique.
Mickey kept avoiding Clubber Lang.
Okay. Listen here. But... I'll give a prime example. He should have fought Sugar Shane Helmsley and Sugar Shane Mosley at least 10, 15 years ago. Not when they both were kind of in their prime. Not when Sugar Shane had lost like 3 or 4 times and he old. That's when he wants to fight him. And then
everyone want to fight him. Yep.
You know, and then everybody want to sit here and Mayweather's dominant. Well, it's the guy's old.
Mayweather beat the Big Show. He didn't duck him.
God damn it, sir. Or the Pacquiao fight, that should have happened 5 years ago.
Sure should have.
Let me ask you something. If the Pacquiao fight went down 5 years ago, would they have made the money they made when it did go down?
Yeah.
No.
Hell no. Yeah.
Yes, no. The longer that fight held out, the more money they ended up making.
And we were talking about this 7 years ago.
Seven years ago, they wouldn't have made the money they made when they did fight.
Listen here, Surfer. I don't think people going to... And that fight didn't deliver. It was like...
It ain't about delivering the fight. It's about getting paid.
And guess what's going to happen to now for payday? Ain't nobody else going to make no money in boxing. I'm not going to pay $100 for another Mayweather fight.
Nope.
Okay, well, then you got the one.
Oh, no, I'm not the only one.
You may not agree with it, but, you know, That fight was held off so they could make more money.
That was a crock of shit.
Man, you know, you can fight me today for $100, or you can fight me in 5 years for $1 million. Which one are you going to do?
And it goes to the thing of him not fighting guys in their prime.
Okay, I told his ass up 5 years ago.
Wait, is he out of his prime?
Mayweather old.
Right, I'm saying, like,
and he don't really fight. He runs around the ring. If they can recreate a Mayweather fight,
prime. Was he in his prime when he was fighting these people?
Who?
Mayweather.
No.
Okay, then.
No. Wait a minute. But his style of combat, he's fighting guys. He's in condition just to run around the ring.
That's a strategy in boxing.
Oh God, surfer.
Some people call Floyd the best defensive fighter ever.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's the best. Hands down, he's the best defensive fighter that ever have fought.
But he picks and chooses his fights, and he's not fighting dudes that's like legit. He'll knock his ass out. Number one contender, but he'll fight the number seven contender. Say, right. Oh, this dude deserved a fight. Now, what you going to say about that?
He was being a businessman. Look, I don't care for him either way. I'm not a fan. I don't dislike him. He does seem like a jerk to me. But you know, everything he's done, you gotta admit he was doing it through a business aspect.
Hell no.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just fight. That's how I look at it.
It ain't just fight. You fighting to make money. You got to make the maximum amount of money you can while you still can.
Look, all I got to say is it's being come out retirement against McGregor. He making $100 million off the rip. He ain't gonna fight. You can't call McGregor. You can't call Mayweather, and $100 million ain't on the table.
I just don't realize the great fighters who all went broke because they weren't making big money. Plus,
their money was being taken.
he wasn't the only one though. He wasn't the only one.
Don King.
Because if he was the only one, people wouldn't have signed with Don King.
Okay. Like I said, it is what it is. But Mayweather, don't let them.
Boxes today, they have more control over their own finances. And so they're trying to make the most money they can while they can.
And that's a good point, too.
Once it's over, it's over.
And that's a good point, too.
Talk about Triple H, Kevin Owens, and Samoa.
Yes, we did.
The two man fat trip.
Or dick and balls.
But that's a good point that Surfer just brought up because there's just something to say about that. The fact that when Mayweather can negotiate these deals, he has no one he has to answer to, but Conor McGregor has to answer to the USC.
USC ain't gonna let him do it. Let Mayweather step in the fucking octagon and get fucked the right way. Fuck him up. Knock his ass.
If they agree to fight, it ain't gonna be real. Come on now.
It ain't gonna be
no different than when Ali took on Antonio Inoki.
You know what they should do? If they do, man, make it a WrestleMania fight. Go to WrestleMania and do it. They'll sell tickets.
Why would Dana White let his guy fight in WrestleMania
and make McMahon money, not him?
Dana White trying to be like Vince McMahon. So,
but Vince is making all the money. Dana White ain't making no money.
Right.
And then Vince ain't going to pay Floyd the amount of money he's going to want.
True that. Like I said, the man will take your call. That's $100 million on the table.
It's one thing to say, hey, come in and fight my guy. Here's a 5G for 5 minutes. I mean, 5 mil for 5 minutes. Whatever.
Right.
But if we talking about a supposedly legit fight, and what?
Don't be. That's what I said. Ain't legit.
I'm saying, like, how much can Mayweather make with a fight against McGregor?
Are you making $100 million?
He ain't gonna be a billion.
He making $100 million.
Okay, so you think Vince is gonna pay him $100 million?
Nope.
Out of his WrestleMania take?
Nope.
Let me see how much.
Hell no. Floyd went out of bed for anything less than $100 million.
Hold on though, because the company is how much? $4 billion worth? $4 billion or $3 billion?
It all depends on how much they made at WrestleMania.
It all depends on how much they make.
Yeah, at WrestleMania, and you gotta pay a lot of guys a lot of money already. You gotta pay Blocker a big chunk. Yeah. You gotta pay Goldberg a big. You gotta pay Cena a big chunk. You gotta pay the Undertaker a big chunk. Triple H is probably taking a big chunk.
Triple H's entrance is taking a big chunk.
You think he ain't cutting a check for himself for stepping in the ring?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So he's wrestling for free.
He's not wrestling for free, but it's not like a million. Fuck, they giving him $1 million. He's probably taking a
good payday. Why do you think he keeps wrestling at WrestleMania? What do you have to wrestle for?
His ego.
His
wife got the money. Why would I? Probably him. I would even be working right now. If I was him, I would not be working.
Because rich, greedy people are always going to be greedy.
This is true.
I think he getting paid regular.
No,
I'm talking about like he getting his big chunk out of like the corporate world, the corporate side.
No.
But wrestling, I think he's not getting. I think he's getting paid like okay. He probably got a pay cut. He got money already.
Yeah. Hey, so what?
He's married to money.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. He's taking a good chunk to go into the ring at WrestleMania. Now Alexa Bliss is going in as a female champion. She's not getting a lot of money, and neither will Bayley. But Triple H is.
And finally, as far as the news for the night and the pro wrestling side of things, Cody Rhodes will be returning to the show Arrow to reprise his role. Yes, he's coming back to reprise his role as Derek Sampson in episode 521.
Cody, huh?
Yep. And that show will be airing either late April or early May.
Why don't you bring his wife with him?
I know. I know. All right, sir. For me, you got beef, man. We got beef. Your Patriots stole my boy, and I'm mad about that.
They ain't stole. We made a trade.
They stole him.
Y'all getting the first round or third rounder?
Getting the first.
Poor God, we might not be able to sign next year.
Who?
Brandon Cooks from the Saints. It's pick number 32.
Okay, that's still a first round pick.
When has 32 done anything?
What'd you say?
When has pick number 32 done anything? Even minor.
Well, if you know what you're doing, it doesn't matter if it's pick 32 or not. I know of a guy who was picked 199. He's the greatest football player of all time.
Oh Lord, here we go.
You're talking about Jim Brown, right?
Jim Brown wasn't no 199 pick.
You know who he's talking about. And that's a debate too.
You know, look. They need to get that defense straight.
They do.
I agree there. Yeah, how too many years have gone by where Duke throw for 5,000 yards and they know better than an 8-8 record.
Hey, but listen here, sir. Everybody's throwing for almost 5,000 yards because they didn't rely.
No, they do not.
Okay, my quarterback almost threw for 5,000 yards.
Okay.
Oh, and like I
almost
said.
Almost is not 5,000 yards.
He was 40 yards away or something.
Still was 40 yards away. We'll round it up. He still didn't get 5,000 yards.
Okay, like I said, but you...
He could be 2 yards away. He still didn't get 5,000 yards.
Because your quarterback was complaining about passing and make it better. That's the reason these guys got these inflated numbers. Don't get me started on this one.
Look, man, you worry about your racist owner and not worry about my team.
You don't want a racist, too?
Look, no, he's not.
I want to go see the president. I bet you all of them get damn traded.
No.
They already, okay, Bennett's
gone. Mr. Kraft, he may they not. He may vote with his money.
Bennett's gone. Let me look.
Yeah, well, listen.
Let me look who else was on the.
What? Listen. Hold on. Time out. You really thought they were going to sign Bennett? They still have Gronk. All they needed was a backup.
Really? You think Gronk's going to make it through the season next year?
It doesn't matter. He's still on the team.
Okay.
So then, when Gronk's healthy, is there a better tight end in the league?
Probably.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
I don't know, because every time I see Gronk, he hurts.
Listen, you look at the games Gronk has played. He's on a pace to surpass every tight end to ever play the game. If he doesn't get hurt too many more times, trust me.
It's inevitable. Ineligible surfer. He done got what, hernia surgery. How old is he? 25?
No, he's older than that.
27.
No, I don't know how old he is. But still, he'll be back next season.
You can make a case, though.
And he's going to get hurt next year.
You can make a case, though.
That's why we got another tight end.
You can make a case, though, that.
And still, hold up, real quick. As soon as Aaron Hernandez's case is over and he's found not guilty, he'll be back on the team. So
you
don't worry
stupid.
About it.
You stupid. You know, that ain't going to never happen. Oh, man.
Man, they haven't convicted him yet.
No, I don't think so.
He was arrested, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know,
he hasn't gone to trial yet.
You know, his cell is right across from Gillette Stadium. So he get to see the game every time.
Are they going to let him out on
home
good
game.
Behavior?
I don't think the Patriots would take him back, though. I really don't. Maybe if he did get out. I don't think an NFL team would touch him. But that's hard. But I can't say that.
Well, he hasn't played in so long. It would take a lot for him to get back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders will get him. They don't care.
The Ravens might give him a shot, too, now that I think about it.
Hell no. They ain't getting them, whatchamacallit, Ray Rice another shot.
You see, they cut Ray Lewis. Now, granted, what he did was...
Ray Rice hasn't done anything since he left the Ravens, has he?
Nope. No team touched him. But I don't think it's
Did he never played another down?
Nope. But I don't think it was so much the domestic violence. I think it was the way he was playing beforehand. He wasn't averaging 5 yards a carry, which is your supposed stack on how good of a player you are. So
no, you don't need to average 4 yards. Five is exceptional.
You know, and he wasn't doing that. He was like at 3.5. He wasn't doing that.
But hell, they paid damn Joe Flacco all that damn money. And damn team sucked.
Yeah, but listen, if you're averaging 3.5 yards and you run first and second down, get those 7 yards, the quarterback only has a short distance to go for the third. And even if you get the ball a third time, that'll get you a first down.
I just think
that. But again, Flacco is trash, dog.
I just think that it wasn't
Flacco's not trash. If you put the right team around him, he can win.
I just think that.
That's anybody, sir.
No, that ain't anybody. Look at Romo.
If Romo didn't get hurt, that's the
Cowboys. No, Romo. Hey, what about those years he weren't hurt?
You asking for it now?
Jerry Jones needs to let his son go.
You asking for it now? Uh oh.
He calling in.
let him come.
You cruising for a bruising, my friend.
You can't say anything to me. My team is world champions.
Alright. It's alright, Surfer, because it's coming a time when the Patriots
are going to be coming a time. Yeah, you are correct. There's going to be a time we're going to be sorry.
If Tom Brady go down this year, like that 1 year, like week one.
We got Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's was going to be a bust.
First of all, let me comment on that right quick. The fact that you even called him that is ludicrous.
They called him that on TV.
That man ain't done nothing to be called that. Nothing at all. Won two games last year.
Okay.
Two games.
The damn Cleveland Browns won two games last year. That don't mean price of tea in China.
Yeah, but he helped us.
You gonna call that man helped us
win the Super Bowl by winning those two games.
And you gonna call that man Jimmy G? Whatever.
That's what they call him on First Take.
Oakland's damn quarterback getting hurt.
Oakland wasn't going to beat us.
They weren't ready.
Ready for who?
Ready for New England, that's what.
They was.
No, they weren't.
But also, I hope when Carr got injured.
Trust me, they played this week, they had another tuck wound.
Bruh.
He would have pulled out another one.
What a fucking beat the shit out of y'all.
No, they wouldn't have.
I bet you if the Raiders had y'all up by damn 28, they wouldn't have let the foot off.
They would have beat y'all ass.
See, you know,
I know who you want to play. You want to play the Giants again.
In that Super Bowl, we deflated those balls properly. The rest was in our pocket. And you know,
I'm going to tell you like this. You know, I'm not a Raiders fan.
You know, we stole the
Raiders had so much hope, and they would have whooped
y'all.
We stole Kyle Shanahan's
playbook and copied it and gave it back to him.
At least Surfer admits to treachery.
And then don't forget the drones.
At least Surfer admits to treachery.
I still don't know how the fuck they came back.
But look at it. That's why most people don't like New England because of all the damn treachery that they do.
Yeah.
All that damn treachery. At least Surfer admits it. But that's
Lady Gaga was in on it too.
She was. She is sending that damn song at halftime. She's sending that bitch out as long as she could.
You know, they got caught up watching her dive off stages and stuff instead of staying.
You think they won because of the Russians?
You say it now?
You think they won because of the Russians?
Yeah, nah.
No, the Russians had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I think the Russians and Trump had something to do with it.
Hell no, man. Damn, Vladimir Putin got damn Robert Kraft Super Bowl ring. Hell no,
man. We ain't for Russia. Stole the man's ring. Plus, you know, you gotta blame Atlanta because they had the strip clubs all ready to go before the game was over. They had the women on stage.
Popping in Atlanta.
the kid was all lit up, boy. All lit up. Oh. I'm telling you, man, that's what I don't like about them Patriots fans, man. Most Patriot fans, they're not true like Surfer fans. You know, like Surfer's telling it. You know, they don't do that. They just say, Patriots are great because of Brady this, Brady that. They don't say it the way Surfer says it. Y'all just don't realize
what he brings to that team. It ain't just about what he does on Sundays, what he does the rest of the week, too. Whatever. He practice hard. He makes sure everybody else practice hard. He gets yelled at by the coach. Nobody else can complain about being yelled at the coach. They follow his lead and his example. He eats avocado ice cream. He stays in shape. He sleeps in special pajamas and sleeps with a supermodel.
Special
beds and everything. Goes to bed early.
Special pajamas. No, he didn't say that.
Take it out.
No, you didn't just say he sleeps in special pajamas.
Yeah, he does. He's supposed to help with recovery for his body and everything. Ask Skip Bayless.
Man, fuck Skip Bayless.
Didn't he just say when he thought Dallas was going to get rid of Romo, he picked the Cowboys to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to meet us in the Super Bowl last year, and they didn't keep the end of the bargain, so.
And you know why?
What they going to do?
But
what are they going to do to win the Super Bowl next year? They couldn't have done last year.
I don't know. But I know that Aaron Rodgers was transcendent.
It is possible that Dak could have a better season than better season next year than he did this year. But then he could have a sophomore slump too.
But they're up here talking about too. That Romo ain't gonna be. They're not gonna get rid of
and
Romo
then,
now.
And then what about Zeke? What's his legal problems?
Okay.
Surfer.
No, what's his legal? What is his legal problem?
Surfer just going all in.
I know.
Any in trouble or something?
That's all right.
What did he do?
He's being investigated because one of his boys, I think, brought a gun into the nightclub or something. I think
and he got domestic violence.
Domestic violence too. Yeah, I thought that was done with though. I don't know.
You can't trust Ewoks, man.
No, you didn't go there. Them damn Cowboys. We see what they do. All right, guys. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to get out there, promote, talk about before we get out of here for the night? Surfer, what you got coming up on? What are you reading tomorrow?
Well, I'm hoping people will call in and have a discussion with me, but I get promises that nobody shows up.
This time I show up tomorrow.
I was late last time. That's my fault.
Guess I'll talk about the new Wonder Woman trailer that dropped today.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah, I gotta see that too. Did you see what? I think I saw an article, and I don't know if it was a legit or it was just clickbait. Paige talking about she could play that role, the Wonder Woman.
No, slap the shit out of her. Yeah, that's it.
She probably said she may have wanted to play it, but
she gonna play Casper. Sit your ass down.
I know, man.
You better be careful. You better be careful. That's Rage's girl you talking about.
Wonder Woman has a tan. She don't.
And a body.
Yeah. Ooh. That's Rage's girl you talking about. You better be careful. Tread lightly. Rage will call in and go on you.
Yeah, Rage. I had to shut Rage up yesterday. What
did he say? You had to shut him up, sir. What did he say?
Well, he was on a Phil's show.
He was. I did hear him on there.
He was talking crap. So I asked Phil to call him for a minute. Mm. And I called him out for what he was. Mm. I told him, if he spent half the time that he do this silliness doing something positive, he wouldn't be living at home with his mother and his sister. Maybe.
Time out. You're not going to do that to him because you don't know what's going on in his household. You don't know if he probably the brand.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you what I'm just, hold on.
Don't even know that.
I'm just telling you what I said. I'm going to tell you what he said. So I said, living in the basement with your sister and your mother, babysitting the kids and chasing the cat out the room. And he was speechless. Then the only thing he said was, I don't live in the basement. I have a room.
And he's young, too, so you can't really, like, he's only, like, what, 21, 22? So you really can't.
Hey, I was fighting the war at 20, 21, man. He can go on and become a man a little bit.
I mean, you can, know? But shit, I didn't move out to my mom's house until I was 25.
Out of all those things I said, the only thing he said wasn't true was, I have a room. I don't live in the basement.
You better stop doing raves like that, man. If he was talking shit to Slump, talk shit. You know that's Rage is Rage, man. Y'all need to just start respecting it.
No. You gotta be able to take
them
it.
All the time.
If you can dish it, you gotta be able to take it.
Was he talking shit about you?
Yeah, of course.
Rage is Rage, Surfer. You should know that by now. I'll need to come back with that old head versus what was that one podcast?
Old head versus Young Buck.
Yeah.
That was him and Lee.
Yep.
No, I thought that was Oh, yeah, that was Emily.
But Emily.
And other people used to fill in, but.
Fill in, yeah.
It sure was. All right, it is 12:23 a.m. If no one has anything else, brother got to go to work tomorrow, so we're going to go ahead and cut this thing now. I'm not off, so got to do the work thing and go out and earn some money. So let's go ahead and cut things here. I want to thank Doom, Surfer, Hightower for all calling in, being part of the show. Thank you for all out there listening and Rant EM Land. If there's nothing else, let me go to my... Oh, real quick, too. Once again, shout out to Josh C. Happy birthday, man. Hope your day was
happy
good.
Happy birthday.
You. Yes, happy birthday to Josh E.
Birthday.
It was his birthday. So, shouts out to him. Shouts out to Phil in the chat room. I see you in the chat room, Philly Phil. So, shout out to you, too. And let's go ahead and see if I can. That computer's acting up. Damn. Did you guys, anybody see Logan yet? I know you did, Surfer.
Yeah, I saw Logan.
Yeah, we all saw Logan. Why have you seen it yet?
I want to see Get Out, though. That's what I need to see.
Yeah.
You saw it? You said,
No, I
haven't seen it yet.
Are you going to do the Get Out challenge, Mr. Hightower?
Hell no.
What, you haven't seen Get Out yet, either?
No. I ain't no coon. I ain't about to do that stupid challenge.
ain't no coon.
How's this? What stupid challenge? It's an excellent film.
No, it's a Get Out challenge look it up. Look up Get Out challenge. A bunch of coons running like coons. Being coons.
Bunch of coons running like coons being a coon.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Like, I'm going to check out Logan. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to hit Showbox. So once it hits Showbox, I'll definitely take a look at it. I'm not an avid movie goer like you, Surfer.
Will Pry. No. You bite your tail.
It may not get online for a while, because that movie, and if it deals, going to be a shitty copy. So it's a video Get Out challenge.
Yeah. What you remember the one dude, the old black dude was running and shit. Mm-hmm. Everybody been doing that, like running and then going to the right. It's stupid. Some stupid.
Yeah, but stuff.
Just look at it.
There's a reason why that happened in the movie.
Yeah, I know that, but people, just look at it.
You know what? It was effectively scary. Like, you know, dude standing out there about to light a smoke, and then you see somebody come out of nowhere in the dark coming at you at full speed. And the initial thing is, what the fuck? Who the fuck is that?
That's why you had a clothesline him, sir.
But no, he didn't. He peeled off before he got that close to him. But still, you don't know why somebody's coming towards you straight on like that.
We turn that bam! Right,
or throw the big boot.
Throw the big boot, yeah. Throw the big boot. Hey.
Scowl.
The clothes were out from hell.
Challenge. JBL, boy. That was an awesome clothesline, even though I don't like his ass.
Alright. Yeah, that was.
It was an awesome clothesline, even though I don't like his ass. It was awesome. So I got to give the devil a deal. Alright, guys. If there's nothing else, I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight, being part of the show. Episode 3, the Farewell Tour, is in the books. Episode 4 will be next week. Right here, rantemradio.com, 11 p.m. Eastern. Everybody have a good night and take care.